More information is released about the fatal shooting of a black bear last week in downtown Haines. And it's election season in Skagway, and today we bring you a profile of Assembly candidate Will Lockett. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. More details have emerged about circumstances surrounding the August 31st killing of a bear outside the Haines Sheldon Museum. As KHNS's Corinne Smith reports, the Alaska wildlife trooper on the scene has suggested the Haines police chief may have accidentally wounded the bear, leading to it having to be euthanized.
An adult male black bear had been grazing outside the Haines Museum and eating from a historic apple tree out front. Sheldon Museum staff had secured a loner electric fence to put up around the 100-year-old tree, but it was stolen from the porch the day before. Museum Board President Colleen Adams says museum employees had seen signs of the bear just days before.
So it wasn't something that had been going on for a month and no one had done anything about it. The bear actually had started showing up a couple of days prior. We would see bear scat around the tree.
The bear was ultimately euthanized by the Haines police chief and an Alaskan wildlife trooper on the morning of August 31st. In his report released to KHNS, police chief Heath Scott says he'd attempted to haze the black bear from the top of the apple tree using cracker shells and beanbag rounds. Wildlife trooper Colin Nemec was also there. He says one of the chief's shots fired to ward off the bear injured the animal, which fell out of the tree.
One of the rounds that the chief shot at the bear either penetrated or broke a bone or something like that and injured the bear. I'm not going to speak directly at the condition of the chief's firearm because it was his firearm and he needs to be the one to speak about the condition of his own weapon.
In other words, he couldn't say what type of round had injured the bear, nor would his agency be looking further into the incident. Chief Scott has declined several times to be interviewed. He released a written statement saying they were concerned about the significant safety risk posed by the bear. He said they considered waiting for the bear to come down or forcing it down. Both options risk coming into conflict with community safety. Nemec said Friday once the bear had been injured, it was decided that law enforcement had to finish it off.
I did not want to be having to chase an injured bear around town or somebody get injured because we had an injured bear in town. So I told them to dispatch it. Ultimately, he wasn't able to dispatch it, and I ended up dispatching the bear.
There's nothing in Chief Scott's official report that suggests the bear had been accidentally wounded. Chief Scott reported he made 4 attempts to haze the bear from the tree with less lethal munitions, which were unsuccessful, and the bear was then, quote, put down. Alaska Department of Fish and Game wildlife biologist Carl Koch says he can't comment on the decisions taken by law enforcement. He reiterated that the public can only legally kill a bear out of season in defense of life and property.
Technically, it's termed an agency kill versus defense of life and property, which is often a layperson. They have a bear on their property or they're out in the wilderness and they have to defend themselves.
Alaska wildlife trooper Colin Nemec says his agency is not investigating the circumstances of the bear's death, but he will be conducting firearms drills with the Haines Police Department in the coming weeks.
So I'm going to conduct a training with the police department, just updating and refreshing everybody on how to use hazing rounds and kind of what's the best practices for hazing bears.
Nemec says the Haynesboro, law enforcement, and fish and game offices are all working together to mitigate bear problems. Last year was a banner year for bear problems in the community, with 26 killed outside the hunting season. One of those included a bear shot and killed outside Police Chief Heath Scott's garage. State officials are continuing to investigate the circumstances of that October 9th killing of a mature brown bear. In Haines, for KHNS News, I'm Corinne Smith.
There are 3 candidates running for 2 open seats on Skagway's Borough Assembly this October 5th. Will Lockett is one of those candidates, and we bring you this interview as part of KHNS's Candidate Profile Series. After moving from Salem, Oregon to Skagway with his two chihuahuas and fiancé in 2011, William Franklin Lockett II took a job at the Fairway Market. Now he works as a terminal operator at Petro Marine Services.
I really wanted to run for office because I think that we need it.
Lockett says some of Skagway's biggest issues involve community divisiveness and the upcoming municipal takeover of the waterfront from the current leaseholder White Pass in 2023. He's also concerned about high turnover at Skagway's medical clinic and fire department.
There's issues that need to be addressed with Public Works as far as clinic management, as far as what's going on to manage the fire department and provide our public works departments with funding and what they need to be able to do their jobs.
He says one of his strengths is the ability to be a team player, even with those he might not agree with.
I'm halfway decent at getting along with everybody.
Lockett also wants to get stuff done.
I have to give props to Cremata on the fact that when he got into office, he put his foot down on things and said, all right, let's get some stuff done. And then things started happening. I'd like to see that kind of momentum continue, and any part that I could play in that would be amazing.
Another major issue facing the community is mental health, and Lockett says the current clinical social worker at the Dahl Memorial Clinic has done great work in developing new programs to meet the need.
These kind of programs should definitely be supported, boosted, anything that we can do to kind of push that as a priority would be amazing.
Lockett does believe the community has a long way to go to diversify its economic base, including the work the municipality is currently doing to attract more import-export business.
I think that we should be a little less reliant on tourism, but at the moment that's really not an option because we've got most of our eggs in one basket. So while we're working with tour companies to be able to broaden our ability to kind of help people they're bringing up, we definitely need to start expanding into bringing up materials and equipment for various other operations going on up here.
Lockett was candid when asked questions about two of his social media accounts, Stubby McNubbins and Just In Case.
I use the name Just In Case because Just In Case, it struck me as funny. Stubby McNubbins was a name that we came up with on the hospital bed after I woke up after my surgery from getting my hand reattached.
Using one of those aliases, he recently criticized a mayoral proclamation celebrating Women's Equality Day.
That I did. Basically, I just thought that there were more important things that we should be addressing. I completely understand why we would acknowledge the events that occurred that led up to more rights for women. I have no problem with the struggle that was put in. My issue was more with the fact that these are the kind of things we're focusing on when we could be focusing on more productive local issues. I haven't seen a lot of segregation against women in Skagway. I mean, since I got here, since I've talked with people who have lived here their whole lives that have seen women rise to massive layers of public position and respect.
There are two other candidates running for assembly, Jay Burnham and Deb Potter. Election day is October 5th. There is a candidate forum scheduled at 7 p.m. September 20th in assembly chambers. Listen live on KHNS-FM or online at khns.org. Topics and questions for the candidates can be submitted ahead of time by emailing news@khns.org. For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.